on the different types of land. What different types of soil do you have?
Well, I think about two different types. I don't know what the name, what they call them, but I think they're two different types of soil we have. Yeah, two different types.
How would you describe it?
Well, I wouldn't know how to describe it. The agent, the kind of agent come out, send a man out, expect the land, and we'll see a kind of different type, but I wouldn't know how it is.
What you call real rich soil? It was real good for growing things.
Well, that's what you call rich soil.
Mm-hmm. Rich soil. What about the other kind?
Well, it's not so rich. You have to put a lot of fertilizer and stuff on it, and it would be just ordinary land, not so rich.
You ever speak of loam as a kind of soil? Loam?
Well, I heard of that. Some, but I don't know much about that.
Yeah.
No.
Say if you had a swamp and you were getting water off the swamp, you'd say that you were...
Getting water off the swamp.
So that you were doing what to the swamp? You were...
I would be cleaning it up, clearing it up, or something like that,
Will you say draining it or draining it?
Draining, that's right.
And what would you call those things that you dug to carry the water off?
What you call a ditch.
Okay.
That's right, a ditch. You dig a ditch, and that carry water over, deep enough where you carry water over.
Uh-huh.
Drain the land, keep from being so wet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about something, say if you've had a real heavy rain, and the rain might cut out a little.
Repeat that again, I didn't understand.
If you have a real heavy rain, and the soil might wash away, it cuts out a little, what do you call that?
Wash.
Okay.
Cut out a wash, that's what we call it. Wash through the field, and when it rain heavy and heavy, go down through the field and make a wash, and that'll start another. And it's still that long, they're making another ditch.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what about something along the edge of a road to carry water off?
That's what you call a ditch.
Okay.
Ditch.
And say something deep and narrow in a field, maybe. Something real deep and narrow with a little stream at the bottom of it. You'd call that a...
Well?
Yeah, something that's cut by a stream. It's got there's a small stream of water flowing down the bottom, but it'd be hard to get down to the stream because it's banked heavy. It's deep and...
Well, that's what you call a spring, a well, a spring.
Did you ever hear of a gully or a hollow or a ravine?
Yeah, I hear of a gully, but I knew about the ravine.
What's a gully?
Gully, that's just a big washout place, gully.
Uh-huh.
It washed out deep, gully.
How's it different from a ditch?
Well, see, ditch, you cut the ditch yourself.
Uh-huh.
And that gully, he wash out, the water wash it out.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh water flowing along, you call that a...
Fresh water, call it.
Water flows along in a what?
In a creek, a branch, or what do you call it?
Okay, what's the difference between a creek and a branch?
Well, a branch is just small place, and a creek is a big, large place, wide place.